At the Mississippi Market Food Co-op in St. Paul, there's a brand new solar panel on the roof. The electricity goes to an outlet, and it's plugged into the back end of a Prius.
The battery is installed in the spare tire wheel hub.
Chris Dufferin is taking me for a spin in the Prius.
You just unplug the plug back here.
Power up.
The computer screen on the dashboard displays all kinds of information, including data on the most recent trip.
There's the trip I just took to South Minneapolis for a meeting. We went 18 miles round trip. We got 94.8 miles per gallon on that trip.
That's good mileage.
That's not bad. It's not bad. But, yeah, with our plug-in, we often get up in the 90s, and at times we're running over 100 miles per gallon.
These vehicles get about twice the mileage of a standard Prius. There's still an engine in the front, and it kicks in when you accelerate quickly, but the primary power is delivered by the battery. Chris Dufferin heads up the project that runs our car.
You can get some trips in this car where you are literally emitting no carbon.
But making the conversion wasn't cheap. It cost about $10,000 to add the battery, and the solar panels cost about $18,000.
What we're trying to do is demonstrate that when those prices start coming down, this is something people can do. And not just for themselves, but if they actually share a car and share those costs, then this can become a really efficient, clean way of traveling.
Dufferin says at first, the people who joined our car were mostly motivated by concerns about the environment. But now, people want to save money on gas. He says membership grew by 70% in the last year. Still, it's a tiny number. There are 650 members. They share 16 cars parked at about a dozen locations around St. Paul and Minneapolis. The payment plans include a monthly fee and a charge per hour and per mile. Car sharing is just one of the new choices people have these days, but one advocate says the whole society is starting to move toward better answers. J. Drake Hamilton is a climate change expert at Fresh Energy, a clean energy advocacy group.
When companies and when policymakers see that people really want better options out there, they want smarter ways to get to work, and they want cleaner cars, that's a time to step in and say, okay, we need to make sure that we're raising the bar, we're keeping climate in mind and people's pocketbooks in mind, and we're making better choices available everywhere.
She says car sharing programs work best where there are good mass transit options. Our car is installing another solar battery charger at a light rail station. That means people will have more options to pollute less and save energy. For the Environment Report, I'm Stephanie Hemphill.